There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The money.
That's what I always say. You always follow
the money. Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Loaded show on tap today. We have Paul Stone in 90 minutes, college football handicapper. We'll look at the last week of the regular season with him, Ralph Russo, a little bit on the Heisman. And should Lane Kiffin actually consider this Auburn job? And Adam Chertoff on the program as well. Nigel's coming up in 30 minutes. And Nigel Seeley, soccer expert, friend of the show, going to the World Cup. We're going to get to the Monday Night Football game here in a minute. But we do need to start with what's going on right now over in Qatar. They are in the 97th minute, and we never have live sporting events on when we start the show or everyone around the air. The favorites, Paulie, Argentina, laying a massive number today, obviously, against Saudi Arabia. They are trailing 2-1, and no kidding, as I'm walking past the sportsbook behind me today, Circa, to get to the studio, I'm looking at the game on the screen, and the only words I heard out of the play-by-play announcer's voice was, "This would be maybe the biggest upset in the history of the World Cup."
25-1 if it holds. And also, Argentina scores 10 minutes into the match on a penalty by Messi. So this is a come-from-behind job. 1-0 at the half, and then Saudi Arabia gets two quick ones. God knows what the in-play was, right? There's also a prop where they come from behind and win. That was a value. I didn't bother to look at that. I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Why would you?
The fans are stunned. They keep showing them at the match. They're stunned here at Circa. I mean, this would be incredible if it happened. And then ugly American checking in. I don't know. How do you have a sporting event where the players don't know how much time is in the actual event?
No, I just
see this added time and stoppage time.
They just make it
what
up as
goes
they go.
On. Oh, the USA game was ridiculous. This is unbelievable. I'm speechless.
And now there was a nasty collision. And by the way, wait until you see one of the chances that Argentina had in point-blank range, probably like in the 92nd minute, and how the defender saved it for Saudi Arabia. That should have been I don't know how the guy was there. And now there was a guy that had to get carted off the field, and who knows how long this match is going to go on for now. But unbelievable way. If this is actually the way the show starts today and the way that Argentina starts their World Cup, my God.
And the in-play has been fascinating because still in the 60th minute, Saudi Arabia was still 3-1 to win the match with the lead in the 60th minute. and then Messi puts one in 10 minutes in, and then you see the total go to 3.5 after that, and now it's can they hang on for dear life here with only a couple minutes left and be a monumental, historic upset? You're right. The other thing, the angle with all the penalties. I mean, every single match now has had a penalty.
But one, right?
Yes, right. Yep. And these are juicy returns. Number one, to have a penalty, then the score off the penalty. Right. I mean, Iran was 14-15-1 late in that match, mm-hmm. and they got one against England. So that continues to get the cash and get there.
Okay, so we'll keep you abreast of what goes on here. This match only has a few minutes left. And again, Argentina trails Saudi Arabia by a score of 2-1. All right, there was a shot right there on goal, but another save by the Saudi goalkeeper. Last night's game in Monday Night Football in Mexico, I mean, that's what it looks like when the 49ers show up and everybody gets involved. How are you going to slow this team down? I mean, which team in the NFL has better weapons on offense than San Francisco? There isn't one. As long as Garoppolo plays well and gets him the ball, I mean, when they spread out and they can have McCaffrey playing the slot with Kittle at tight end and Ayuk and Samuel, how do you defend it?
That's an embarrassment of riches. I know. The big if is, can Jimmy, if Jimmy plays like that, shut it down. It's not fair. 4 touchdowns and 20 of 29. And then the running game, too. I mean, McCaffrey only had, 7 carries? What he had? I mean,
yeah, they gave Mitchell 9.
Yeah, you give Mitchell, get Mitchell back, too. So it's an all-star team on offense. And then the defense is just nasty, too. I mean, they made one mistake. I mean, the touchdown was a fluke. Bosa jumps off sides. Yep. Everyone stopped. And they complete the long pass. But they shut down McCoy. They're now 6-4. They're heavy favorites to win that division. They're 4-0 in the division. And guess what? 4 of the next 5 are at home. And some intriguing games. I mean, they're going to punish Brady when Tampa goes there. That's not going to end well for Tommy with the offensive line issues. But the Miami game's intriguing. You get that. You go to Seattle on a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. It's right there for them. But I would say at this point, worst case, 10 wins for San Francisco. Maybe 11. Should win the division. Seattle gets the benefit of playing L.A. late as the Rams are in total disarray. But you're right. I mean, it's just an all-star team with the collection of weapons that they have. And good to see they get Kittle involved, too.
Yeah, finally. And it made some sense, right, with the breakdown because Arizona is so bad at guarding the tight end. And they get the Saints now coming up this week. 49ers, huge favorites.
Yeah.
They should punish that team as well. But you're right. I mean, that Miami game in a couple of weeks should be fantastic. Must-watch television for sure.
Flex that thing.
Yeah. Get that on primetime.
Yes.
You have to do that. That is team number one that I do not want to play in the NFC because they will absolutely punish you. Like, and I know we've thrown that word around a lot here. They are physical. They're mean. As long as they're healthy, they beat the daylights out of you on defense. And then what are you going to do to slow it down on offense as long as Garoppolo plays well?
Uh-huh.
You want to slow down the running game? Okay, well then here's Ayuk across the middle for 37. Here's Kittle down the... What, Samuel? And oh, by the way, that was... On the flip side, it was pathetic from Arizona.
Concur.
And the second...
Ugly at the end.
Here's my prediction. That touchdown, the second touchdown by Kittle last night is what's going to get Kingsbury fired.
And I think so.
They gave up on the play. And Troy Aikman called him out, and he said, this is embarrassing. And he said that on ESPN, and when they showed the replay, he was exactly right. That, like, 2 or 3 dudes gave up on the play, and Kittle just walked into the end zone.
Yeah.
You cannot have that.
Yeah. Supposed to be a home game. Everyone's excited in Mexico City.
Well, it was 98% that's 49ers
right,
fans.
But I know, but it was an Arizona home game. But that's, the other thing is he has a horrible relationship with Murray. That can't help him either. So, dead man walking. And everyone said, well, they went to the playoffs last year. Yeah, but they started 7-0. And they barely got to the finish line.
That's right.
That was the problem. And I still can't get that Christmas Day game out of my head when they took on a decimated Indy team and lost that game at home. So you can't win games at home. You almost missed the playoffs starting 7-0, and this has been an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah.
So you're probably onto something here that he's just hanging on. He might not make the end of the season, but a change definitely has to occur in Arizona.
It will.
There's too many weapons, too much talent there for the offense to look like this, and too many problems, right?
Yeah, and it's the effort overall last night again. That was really, really bad.
It's over.
They're calling the match
now. It's over. 25-1.
Holy
it's over.
Smokes.
Saudi Arabia wins.
Wait, so if they were 25-1 to win the match.
I have no idea in play.
Oh, no, not in play. Because on Nigel's preview on vsin.com to win the group, they were 22-1. That must have been an off number. If they were 25-1 to win this match, what's the realistic number for them to win the group? There, I mean, it had to be, had to have been way higher than that. three, four times?
You would think, yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe that. The World Cup favorites go down.
Yeah.
No, one of the biggest upsets in the history of the World Cup.
Let us know what the in play was. Because I'm driving into work, and that's when they popped two in. I mean, it's 1-0
Did you see the second goal?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Wow!
Yeah. This is nuts. Cannot believe this.
Oh, the reaction from this.
Oh, my God.
If they miss advancing.
Don't qualify, yeah.
I took Nigel's advice, too. I have him 6-1 to win the whole thing. How is that for a bad way to start off the tournament for you?
I did the exacta. Martinez to have most goals, and they win it, too, which is a juicy price.
Wow.
So they have a ton of talent. But that is to score 10 minutes in and nothing the rest of the way?
That's it.
And I'll tell you, I don't know. You guys can help me out, too, if it was 4 years ago or 8 years ago. But it was a World Cup match. I also think it was Saudi Arabia. But someone bet $300,000 on Argentina to win. And Messi scored like in the 90th minute. And they won 1-0. It was in the group stage.
Huh.
And he's like, wow, it was $300,000 like to win $30,000.
Sure.
And the guy's just squeaky bum time. And Messi put one in late, 89th, 90th minute, whatever it was. So, got to be demoralizing here for all the fans that came.
There's no joke. There's a group of fans right behind us right now, and they have all their Argentina, you know, gear on. You should see the reaction right now. I feel so bad for them. They're a bunch of young kids. I say kids. They're out here drinking. They're in their 20s, whatever. Their faces are in their hands right now. I don't know if they're crying or not, but the whole time they've been, you know, screaming at the screen, and I don't blame them. You know, this is what's so great about this event. It brings out the the fandom, the patriotism for every single country, and they're just. I feel so bad for them.
I felt bad yesterday. I mean, USA blew that.
Of course they did.
They blew that match. Total domination in the first half.
Absolutely.
Another penalty, which, I mean, he's got his back. Bale's got his back to the, was it Bale?
I know it was, he had the PK.
Yeah. He had his back to the goal. I mean, he's not going to do anything there. And it's just a silly, stupid play to do that. And you give him the goal.
Now, here's what you have to hope doesn't happen, right? If you want, you know, if you bet, and obviously fans of Team USA, is the Welsh side, are they good enough to beat Iran 3-0?
Now, this is interesting because what Nigel said maybe made some sense.
Yeah.
I understand I want to take on Iran when I know what I need from a goal differential standpoint.
Yeah.
Yes. If I need three, if I need four, absolutely. I'd rather do that. Try to get a draw or maybe you lose 1-0 to England. And then you can unleash hell maybe against Iran.
Oh, you're going to have
to. Look, more leaks in the Iraqi Navy, right? Yeah. The departed line. I mean, you give up six against England.
Yep. And it was a high school team out there the way it looked yesterday. Uh-huh. Everything came easy for the English side.
Yes.
But that's, I mean, I don't know. Watching Wales yesterday, are they good enough? Do they have a good enough club to take it to Iran and get that goal differential built up?
That's
I don't know if they're that good.
Right.
But if they have the chance to win 3-0, they're going to do it, obviously.
I know. Well, in any event, we blew it. I mean, we're going to qualify. We have it. It's right there.
Yep.
And it just you couldn't put one. They couldn't go up 2-0. They dominated the first half.
How good did they look in the first half?
Oh, they were unbelievable.
That's the best for people reaching out to me who are like lifelong soccer fans, and they said that's the best first half they've ever played in the World Cup. That speaks to Nigel's point, maybe. These guys are in perfect shape, and they come out right now, and they don't have 100,000 miles on the odometer playing in July.
That stinks. How you give it away like that.
That was rough.
Yes.
What did you think of the penalty?
Got that.
Proper call?
But it's silly from the standpoint of the guy. The guy's not a threat at that point.
Not even, come on.
He's not even looking at the goal. He's not going to score from there.
Come on.
Sloppy.
All right, it's Follow the Money. Fireworks to begin the show. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap more of the betting action from yesterday with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. You're bound to get a lot of bad beats in college basketball. Yesterday did not disappoint. Details here next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, they're coming in. Thanks for the feedback. Saudi Arabia, 125-1 in play at PointsBet. Phil checking in across the pond, saw 299-1 at halftime. Argentina led 1-0 at halftime. Messi scored 10 minutes in. They lose 2-1. 125-1 in play. 300-1 in play.
Well, Phil's listening to the show over in London, yeah. So and he's a soccer dude. And so I'm guessing he was tracking, you know, several books at the same time. He said 30-1 to be a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, okay.
And then the 299-1 at halftime. Maybe there was a book out there offering something like that.
Yeah, sure. But in any event, there were 25-1 to win the match. Biggest upset in World Cup history. Saudi Arabia 2, Argentina 1. Bellingham to score the first goal yesterday in England match, 14-1. Saka to score twice, 15-1. Scorigami right off the bat. We talked about that. DraftKings offered that. Will there be a Scorigami?
Yeah.
6-2 final. Never happened before. 10-1. Cash it. 6-2. Any other score, which they do a great props with that. 1-0. You're going to go 1-0, 1-1, or 2-0, 2-1, and on and on and on. But over, once it gets into that range with, you know, 6, 7, 8 goals, that paid 3-1. Iran to be awarded a penalty and score, 14-1. Bale to score, 2-1. Wales awarded a penalty shot, plus 550. Wales to score on a penalty, 8-1. USA-Wales draw, as high as 230. Most places, 2-1. Both teams to score, BTTS and a draw, plus 330. USA first half money line, 3-1. 500 different ways to bet these matches. Crazy. Ayuk first touchdown, 8-1. Niners to win between 25 and 32 points, 10-1 at Bet Rivers. Niners from look ahead line, 6 up to 9.5, pounded Arizona. Texas Tech Creighton over, 133.5 up to 137.5. Bryant Detroit over, 161 up to 166, 98-88. Thanks for the Ken sent this in because I talked about it yesterday. I forgot about Vandy. Vandy win total 2.5. They have 5 wins. They beat Kentucky and Florida back to back weeks.
How about that?
Great note. Thank you. And the Devils, 13 in a row. They won again. What a story. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends, get everything we do. You always want to see these tweets and these videos. Here comes the snowplow. Look at the bulldog. Put his face right in there. I'll help out. Got in there. The bulldozer from the bulldog. There he is. Loves the snow.
Why have a shovel?
Can't get enough
of it. Why have a snow plow?
Look at his
snow blower. Just have this guy.
There you go. Loves it. Yeah. He's like the other bulldog who loves the garbage cans. This guy loves the snow.
They should have put him on a flight to Buffalo last week.
Yeah. That's right.
Clean out the stadium.
Yeah, right. More on this coming up. That is excellent. House porn? monitor. Oh, wow. Look at this. Look at this. How good is that? Look at how that's added on with the side, where the upstairs, right? And then like the little fire pit that was added on. How about that touch?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, make that happen. Cash another future ticket. Get that going. That is excellent.
Yeah, I'll build that house with a huge yard in Las Vegas because they exist.
That is good. Lose some. Northern Iowa, San Francisco over 144.5 to 148. Bucks Blazers under 217.5 down to 213.5. Washington State, Eastern Washington over 137.5 up to 142.5. A couple of lose some tweets and videos. This is very important. This is an excellent tweet. About this is, could be lose some, but you got to pay attention here. Again, what I said earlier, the added time is out of control. FIFA taking added time seriously. Seeing these eights and nines go up on the board is going to be commonplace in this World Cup. This amount of time and amount of goals that could occur in stoppage time, take notes for totals.
Yep.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Oh, sure. It's crazy what's happened so far with all this added time.
I mean, do you feel comfortable with the first half under in these matches when they're putting on, what, 9, 10 minutes?
Wasn't there a 12 already?
I think there was a 12 already in the first half.
No, absolutely. We've seen what's happened in several of these matches already. That's an excellent tweet and a good point. Let's go to the RA, poker room, animals. We're living in a society. Seat open. Look at this. Guy sits there. You want to come down and play poker? Let's play some cards. Look at this animal. Got the feet, bare feet up right by the table playing poker. I mean, look at the guy sitting there trying to play cards. Imagine the smell. He's got to look at that possible odor. Got a CD? Yeah. One loot. A couple.
What if it smells good? You ever consider that, Paul?
Beat? No. Bad beat. Arizona laying 10.5 against Cincinnati. 10-0 run for the Bearcats in the final 90 seconds close it out.
Did you see the second half scoring? I think they combined for 124 in the second half last night.
We got a note. First half unders 4-0 in Maui. Check that out. And what happened in the Northern Iowa game? Northern Iowa, San Fran over 144.5 to 148. You got a good number. Did you get hooked?
It landed 144. It was tied at 69 with more than 3 minutes to go.
Tied
at 69, more than 3 minutes to go. 75-69 final.
Are you kidding?
No.
Vicious. Vicious. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake, up to $500. Great job. Thanks for all the feedback after the show and during the show when we closed it out Friday about the what transpired in Buffalo. And then, so I met a guy from Boston afterward. He got a huge driveway, he said. He gives the guy $50, $100 if it gets real bad.
Yeah.
Peter checking in from Iowa. First major snowfall of 2019. I'm shoveling forever. I wake up, my back hurts. We get 4 to 5 inches. I'm struggling. I wake up after the next night, and I'm like, I can't do this. I open the garage. The driveway's clean. My neighbor across the street's retired. He has a massive John Deere, multiple blades, cleaning brush extension. I bought him and his wife wine and a gift card for a local pizza joint. I haven't had to clear my driveway since. I buy him wine and pizza at the beginning and end of winter. Best investment ever.
Yep.
I mean, this is, who knows how much this is? I mean, if it's $50 a crack, depending on the snowfall, how much, what's that going to run? And I was talking to the guy from Boston that this is, I mean, this guy's lined up. He's got like 50 customers. He just comes in there with the snow plowing.
Sure.
But if you have a long driveway, forget about it. That's heavy snow.
No, we got a ton. I mean, we're on in a lot of spots, like in the Northeast, and people were responding all over, basically saying, depends on how long the driveway is.
Uh-huh.
This is how much a good snowblower is going to be. We got a lot of responses between like 800 and 1,200. Okay, that seems like it's reasonable to get the job done.
Oh, the shovel, forget it.
And other people just said, I don't own one because I pay someone to come in here and it's the neighbor or somebody else. I'm like, I'm not going to deal with this crap.
Well, you put the kids to work. Get there. That's how the kids can get some spending money.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. What a time, huh? What a week.
Can't believe this. I cannot believe what just transpired. All right, top that. We got three more matches left. Huh? Come on, let's go. The penalties, out of control. Again, you got to look at Bet Rivers. All that stuff's offered. I mean, will there be a penalty, and will they score off a penalty? I mean, the Iran number?
Okay.
I mean, look and come. How about this? This is offered every match, too. Will they score on a penalty, and will there be an own goal? It's 40-1 in a Mexico match.
Wow.
Every match but one, we've had a penalty.
I'm looking at the highlights right now. You don't even want it. You're going to throw up. You're going to throw up from the chances that Argentina had in this match. to score multiple times.
What you referenced at the top of the show was astonishing, where the guy, the defender, heads it to keep it, you know, it's a wide open goal. And he just happens to be right in the middle of it.
He was right there to make a play.
Oh.
The guy had the entire net to shoot it at, and it hits the top of his head. This is, again, thanks to Phil Blundell, who's checking in from across the pond. I asked him, I'm not a soccer historian, but I asked him, because he's the one who tweeted that he saw a book at 299-1 live on Saudi to come back and win the match when they were down 1-0. I asked him, is this the biggest one? Do you agree with the play-by-play guy who said maybe the biggest upset in the history of the World Cup? He said the three biggest are probably USA versus England in 1950, Cameroon versus Argentina in 1990, and today. In his opinion, the three biggest upsets in the history of the World Cup. We just watched one live.
Did they have the lead against Cameroon as well? I mean, if that happened, that's the other thing. They led. They scored 10 minutes in, and then nothing the rest of the match.
Yeah. Well, I said about the live in-play number. Right, I said just before the match started.
That's, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Because how many times? I mean, 13 minutes in.
Think
that's
about
all they
that.
Get. And they're the favorites to win. They went off. They took a lot. They went from 6-1, actually 7-1. I saw as low as plus 275 the other day to win this thing. So.
Well, as Dave Malinsky, the great Dave Malinsky, would always say, why you get up so early? Because I want to win. I mean, imagine if you happen to get up early here and just, I'll put some pizza money, 125-1. My God.
Yeah.
It's going to be, they can still come, still qualify. But
it's going to be tough at this point.
Yes.
Once you lose the first match, you're kind of up against it.
What was Saudi Arabia to qualify? There's another one.
That's why I said in the preview I saw 22.
The winner group. That can't be.
There's
right.
No way. No, that was winner group. Yeah, but it had to be much higher than 22-1 to win the group.
I think he's got to beat these guys, right?
Yeah.
Or at least get a draw, and then
they must
all
have been, you know, the longest shot or one of the top two or three longest shots to qualify and or win the group out of any country in the entire cup.
Yeah.
All right. So our buddy, Nigel Seeley, he's going to join the show coming up next, soccer maven. He was on Argentina to win this cup last week, told us why. We'll get his thoughts now. The reaction to that country losing moments ago. Denmark is in action, top of the hour. Bets he likes in that match. Mexican and Poland all coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Don't have to wait until after Turkey Day to score a Black Friday deal with VSiN. VSiN Pro annual subscribers, new subscribers, get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Get a daily recap of the top plays made by every host and guest. Great tools like the betting splits, the deep dive daily reports, the upcoming College Bowl Guide and Super Bowl Guide. Limited time Black Friday offer. Great holiday gift, VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, Nigel Seeley joins the program now. Buddy to the show here. He is going to be in Qatar starting next week, coming on every day this week to talk World Cup. The favorites went down moments ago, Nigel. Your pick to win the World Cup as well. How shocked are you, and what was the biggest number that you saw in play on Saudi?
Hello, guys. I'm at a train station in London, London Bridge, so you might hear some trains in the background. I don't know whether to jump in front of the trains after that performance. absolutely shocked to the core I am on that performance. I mean, it was my tip for the World Cup, Argentina. Obviously, you can't rule out Argentina not progressing. Other teams have lost their first game and gone on to do well in the World Cup competitions. And you've got to expect Argentina to bounce back. But the manner of the defeat is just insane. They were 1-0 up, debatable penalty. Messi takes the penalty early on. Then they score three goals that the referee disallows. One of them, VAR, which had never been disallowed. I've backed Martinez to be the top goal scorer. He scores a perfectly good goal, in my opinion. And I don't think he was offside. The other two, yes, they were offside. But that is how much Argentina were in complete control. If they scored the second goal, they would have went on a 1-3 or 4. No doubt about it. Saudi Arabia get back. The game in the second half, scored a goal, Argentina all over 2-1. And the biggest odds I saw over here on the UK, on the betting exchange, Betfair, somebody has matched Saudi Arabia in play at 1,000-1. I think it was only for like $10, but someone's $10,000 better off now without Saudi Arabia. And some poor man has lost 10,000 $10 on that game to risk to win $10. That's all he did it for, to win $10. He's done $10,000. That's going to be a very interesting conversation with his wife when he gets home tonight. I wanted to win $10 and I've done $10,000. I mean, Jesus, come on. That is just insane. But for me personally, I tell you what, it's been a tragic, been an absolute tragic World Cup. Honestly, I'm on my knees. After three games, I'm on my knees. I played the unders heavy, England to win to nil yesterday, draw first half. I was in a bar packed full of England fans jumping around. I was literally crying. I cried. How can I be doing that when I'm doing my money absolutely everywhere? I've got in today. I thought I'd get up early. I watched the Argentina game. 1-0 up. I think we're going to bet Argentina to win to nil. Argentina minus two goals. Martinez scores two goals and they're both just down for bar.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? He said, oh, it's disaster. But things can only get better. We've turned it around. We've got three games this afternoon. We're
going to
get ourselves out of trouble.
There you go. The long way to go. All right. Pull yourself up. We got a long ways to go. How do you compare this to 1990 against Cameroon? And mention the fact, I mean, they were offside seven times in the first half alone.
I think Argentina went completely complacent. This is a side that, remember, 35 games unbeaten game. Played Brazil three times, lost it, and they lose to Saudi Arabia. I mean, get your head around that.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing. I mean, I compare it very differently to 1990 because of in-play betting. So when Cameroon beat Argentina back in 1990, there was no in-play betting. So the odds, the magnitude of the defeat, and the odds never hit the highs of what they've done on here. So in terms of pre-match, it's probably not the biggest shock ever in World Cup. I think that Cameroon game was probably the biggest shock. You've got to remember in that 1990 World Cup when Cameroon did lose, they beat Argentina in the opening game. Argentina went on to the final. They galvanised themselves and went on to the finals. Don't rule out Argentina here. They've got to look themselves in the mirror. They've got to change their game plan. But I think they'll come back really, really strong. I'm not ruling out the chance of doing it. But the in-play is why this is the biggest shock, because the odds that this game hit in-play were just so extraordinarily high that that was the difference.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, our guest. Like Paulie was saying, like you mentioned too, keep your chin up, kid. We have another match coming up in about 25 minutes, top of the hour. It's Denmark taking Tunisia. Denmark is minus one, right? You got to lay a goal here. It's plus 115. I'm looking at the total is 2.5. Heavy juice to the under. What's your play in this match if you have one?
Well, I bet Denmark minus one goal. I think they will win. I think they're a really organised side, very, very hard to beat. Don't see many goals, but you could have said that for Argentina, you could have said that for England. But what they do have is they have an excellent goalkeeper, a fantastic centre defender and a captain, and they have goals in the side. And they take on Tunisia today. The teams have come out. Tunisia are without their first choice goalkeeper. He doesn't play. And they're without their top goal scorer. So they're two big injury blows for Tunisia. So I think Denmark will win this minus one. I like that play. I also have had a small play on the under 2.5 goals. So a Denmark 1-0, 2-0 win would be perfect for me. But the way the World Cup's going at the moment, what I would turn around and say now is really keep the stakes quite minimal until we get to the second round or third round, because this you know, in World Cups before, some of the things we've seen here, especially for unders bettors, right, what we haven't mentioned here is these matches are playing 10 to 12 minutes extra time injury.
Yes.
So that is massive for under bettors. If you're betting under goals, you've got an extra 25 minutes in both halves. That's worth half a goal alone.
There you go.
So what we've seen in trends before, this is breaking all trends and all differences. So I'm a kamikaze better. I'm still going in on the under 2.5. I'm absolutely kamikaze. But I feel where you get to knockout stages, when you get to like quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, when the teams are 1-0 down, they'll throw everything. You're going to see a lot more corners. You're going to see a lot more goals late on here. So all these underbettors of under corners and under goals at the knockout stages, they're going to go through the roof. They're going to go high because people are going to throw a thing in. They're going to know, you know, you're going to go into the 90th minute knowing you've got another 12 minutes to go.
Uh-huh. How about Mexico and Poland? Total of two?
That game now takes on a completely different twist, because Argentina in the group, whoever wins that game, is going to think, well, hang on a minute, we've got a great chance of winning this group, or even, you know, and we've got a brilliant chance of qualifying.
Right.
I think that game there, though, I think there's two ways of looking at it. What do you expect? Do you think they'll both go cautious, or do you think they'll go all out to the win? I would expect them to be very cautious.
Right.
You know, the fact that they don't want to lose that game because Argentina have just lost, so they're going to make a point at least. So I was leaning towards the draw there. I saw the draw at bigger than 2-1. I thought that was worth a very small lean. Again, I think the unders potentially. But I think the game plan now for these two sides completely changes now that Saudi Arabia have just beaten Argentina. So tactically, I think that'll be a standoff. Two very, very evenly matched sides, them two as well. You know, we said yesterday, two evenly matched sides in America and Wales, which ended in a draw. And these two sides, Poland and Mexico, nothing really separating the two of them. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that in the draw as well.
All right, it's 2.5 at DraftKings, heavily okay. Juiced to the under -180. And do you have a lean on the final match, France and Australia? France, a $4 favorite.
Well, I think that's going to be really interesting on how the Denmark game plans, because Denmark, that group could come down to goal difference. So if Denmark win convincingly today 3-0, maybe something like that, I think France will have to go out and put on a show, because that could come down to goal difference, whoever beats the teams the more. You would expect France to win. You would expect France to easily win that game, but we would expect Argentina to win that game. The only thing I would say with the French side is they've actually got so many key players injured. Kante's injured. They've got Pogba out. They've got the centre forward from Leipzig isn't playing as well. They're the one team in this World Cup that have been decimated by injuries. They should be far too strong for Australia. But, I mean, anybody who's taking one lesson I've learned today, and I won't be doing it again in this World Cup, I won't be putting my faith in anybody -2 goals. Mm-hmm. I think that's too much to give in this World Cup.
Okay.
And these winter conditions with the extra time, with the fact that the heat, the humidity, everything about it, the strangeness of the fear of the World Cup, I think two and a quarter dogs or 2 gold dogs are going to be very hard to cover.
Very good. Yeah, and you brought this up, Nigel, a couple of minutes back, and we're getting reaction right now on Twitter and on email asking, is it now time to bet Argentina if we didn't originally? Still no reason they can't get through, win their next 2 games. Is it right now time to fire on this team?
I think so. And also, I haven't looked at the draw yet, but I think there's a possibility that if they don't win the group and they finish run-up, they can avoid Brazil in the semi-final, potentially plays Brazil. I'm not 100% about that, but I'm sure there is some kind of way they could avoid Brazil. And, you know, that if you look at their line to win the tournament, when I just got off the train there after the game, it hasn't changed much. Mm. They've been beaten by the 1,000 minnows to win the World Cup. And their line hasn't really changed much, because it could mean that they may avoid France in the last 6. Their route may be easier to become a runner-up. But on the performance levels, Messi needs to improve. They need to change their tactics. So we're looking for just one ball through for Martinez or anybody or the runner to score. They've got a lot of work to do. But you don't go 35 games unbeaten in world soccer, play Brazil 3 times and suddenly become a bad side. I think they'll get it right. I think they'll cut it through. And we saw in 1990, they lose against Cameroon and make the final.
Yep, fair great enough. Point. A-plus appearance.
All right, guys. Take
thanks,
care.
Mate.
Well, I'm going to go after that today. I'm going to go and get stuck into some Stella's before I go on my my fast of beer for the next 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sober zone.
All right.
Sober zone.
Best of luck today, pal. Yeah, he's going to have to. Really hit her.
Jump in
today.
Front of the train. Explain to the missus. 10,000 will win 10.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Updated college football numbers for what should be a great weekend in that sport coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Happy Thanksgiving from BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Feast on all the action this holiday season. World Cup, football, basketball, hockey. Plenty to be thankful for with BetRivers. Check out their Thanksgiving Day promotions of first touchdown insurance, single game parlay, bet and get. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. The menu is incredible. Almost 500 different ways to bet every World Cup match. Denmark and Tunisia coming up. For example, own goal 11-1. Denmark to win to nil plus 110. Denmark to score on a penalty 4-1. It's all up there. Exact score, everything you want. Bet Rivers.
I watched NFL this past weekend with a professional sports bettor. He's been doing it for a long time. He told me that he cut out the NBA this year. And that his success in the NFL has paid off because of it.
Really?
He does it. You know, he's a one-man gang, right?
Did he know going in it was going to be tough? Did he give up a week in or just...
No, he gave up. He wanted to tap out this season altogether.
Okay.
And see what it was going to be like. And I asked him about betting the NHL. He goes, no, I never bet the NHL. He goes, I'd love to because I want to have like money in these accounts. And if I give some back once in a while, whatever, it looks good. It just got me to thinking, this is like the busiest or the best week like ever. In my opinion, because I love it anyway, because it's the last week of the regular season in college football, Thanksgiving week for NFL, all these college basketball tournaments, and then you have the World Cup dropped on us as well. Like, you have no chance if you're one person doing this.
You need to have groups, you need to have buddies,
whatever.
I don't know how Aaron Redding can do it. I mean, this has been a wacky NBA season, and he comes on. Actually, I think it's been pretty straightforward when he says,
yeah.
Golden State again, and they have one road win. Housed, champs in trouble.
Right.
But their asses kicked again yesterday on the road.
I think it's just
a bizarre season.
But I think ER is so good at basketball, he's just like, no matter what, he just avoids everything else.
Well, he does football.
Well, no, but, I know NFL, but, yes, but I'm talking like this other stuff is probably not even a consideration.
I don't care if it's a full-time job. I don't know how you can consistently beat the NBA. I mean, in play. I was betting in play last night. It's a landmine everywhere.
It is.
Games die, games explode. Crazy what happens.
With the full college basketball card and the line movements in college football, and you're grinding in front of a screen for 14, 15, 16 hours a day, you're going to be on the phone talking to a bazillion other people probably for other ideas, obviously. But anyway, college football this weekend is really, really good. Some of these small line moves that we had here at Circa, the opener, no real... big movement in, you know, like the two marquee games, and we'll call Ohio State, Michigan, obviously marquee game number one. That's pretty rock solid. And the other marquee game is Notre Dame and USC, although that did tick down a little bit yesterday. So our buddy Mike Palm said that he thought it was going to go up to maybe 7 with USC, but it ticked down to actually 5.5 after the show was over with.
Well, tough spot. You're off your big rival game. You were great. Came down to the wire. You get the win. Now you have to do it again and take on a top 20 team. So, and then the Michigan-Ohio State game, can't wait. I mean, both things can be true. Yes, Michigan played a bad non-conference, but Michigan could still be a top three team, absolutely. And the win, blowing out Penn State looks better every week, what they are able to do. So, you know, survive in advance, get past Illinois, look ahead spot. Ohio State struggled as well. And this is definitely in play now. If Michigan keeps it close, can they still get in with a loss? That's definitely on the line.
Yeah, as long as it's like, just throw a score out there. If it's 28-24, 31-27,
yeah.
It's down to the wire in the fourth quarter,
and
they'll be live.
Yep, and you get help, sure.
Yeah. There's going to be no change in the committee's top four tonight. Why would there be? Other than, you know, Tennessee was number five. They're going to drop like a rock. And do they put USC at number five now? Was that win over UCLA enough to catapult them that high?
They better be five.
I think it was.
Yes, they should be five.
I pointed this out yesterday on the show. There is a, and we have a Heisman voter coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes. Ralph Russo, great, covering college football. I said, how is Caleb Williams not the favorite to win the Heisman right now? I don't get it. So what do you trust more? The actual betting market that says Stroud is the odds-on favorite to win. Williams is on his heels a little bit. But The Athletic, they've done a great job at this over the years with their straw poll. They released it again early this week yesterday. Caleb Williams is a runaway favorite, according to The Athletic. He got 33 first-place votes compared to four for Stroud and 108 points compared to 46.
Wow.
It's a runaway right now for Caleb Williams, according to them. And, it, you know, it's going to come down to this weekend. If Stroud throws for five touchdowns and they beat Michigan and Williams loses Notre Dame, well, then it's going to flip.
Yeah. That Williams, I'm sure he'll put up numbers, but they have to win, too.
Yeah.
I mean, their defense is so bad, but that's okay. That's refreshing. That's how it should be, based on his numbers. It's been unbelievable. Plus the pressure every week. He knows you have to outscore people.
Yeah, that's how bad exactly the defense is.
Yep. One bad game against Oregon State. That's been it. Kid's been a stud all year. An incredible job by Lincoln Riley. Imagine if he can do this.
Yep.
Imagine if he go to the playoff in year one. Two big games left. But
well, he's going to... Here's the thing. I mean, we saw this in year one already. He did it at Oklahoma. How does he not land any kid that he wants? We're talking high school kids, every five-star kid on the West Coast and beyond.
Offense. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
what they're going to run.
And that's going to be the key, right? He needs to also land the other side of the ball. But it's gonna the transfer portal that he did in year one was amazing.
Yes.
And it certainly helps when he brought Caleb Williams from Oklahoma over to USC. But this is going to be that he's the one guy that could bring, not Saban, whatever. He's the one young coach that could bring USC back like Pete Carroll had it, you know, those years ago. And so far in year one, looks pretty damn good. And by the way, it's only going to help when they go to the Big Ten. Because they're going to be playing games that are, you know, that again, I said this yesterday, it's lazy, and I don't want to hear it, that if people say Williams shouldn't be the favorite because their games get lost on the West Coast, it's your job to watch, and it's your job to pay attention. I don't care. I don't want to hear an excuse like that. But when they go play in the Big Ten, they're going to be playing earlier games, which is only going to help out as well.
I want to see what they where they have Oregon and Washington tonight, too. I mean, if there's still a path for a two-loss Pac-12 champ, see how high they're at. If they could jump up, assuming maybe Clemson gets beat by North Carolina.
Yeah.
Anything tonight? You like the game? Big game tonight?
What do you want?
Ohio. I liked Ohio, but then, you know, the quarterback, Rourke, is banged up. They've won six in a row, five of them by double digits. Rourke left the last game with an injury. If they win, they're in the MAC title game against Toledo. I'm concerned about Bowling Green because now they get the crazy win against Toledo, right, as a big dog. And they're now bowl eligible for the first time since 2015. So I would lay it with Ohio here. They're hot. They're playing well. And plus, they know what's at stake and on the line.
Okay, so you're saying because of what happened last week, the letdown here for Bowling Green.
It's one of the best games of the year. Yeah, 42-35, the comeback thriller. And now you're finally bowl eligible, and the program had been so bad for so long. And now, a little bit like the Vikings, right? Oh, my God, how did we win that? And you celebrate for a week. Not to mention, hey, we're bowl eligible now. No one expected anything of us.
It's a good angle.
And now you're going on the road and facing a hot team.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what's on the line.
I do see as low as 6.5, by the way, on Ohio. So if you're shopping around, don't lay the 7. 6.5 is definitely out there. If you want the other side, then flip exactly what I just said then. This Ole Miss game, they're down to 2.5 on Thanksgiving against Mississippi State.
Do you believe this?
No, I don't think Kiffin's going to go. Why would he go to Auburn? Why would he do that?
Why would he double down on Twitter with the reports? Guy comes out yesterday. Now, remember last week. Last week it was, I know a guy who knows a guy, and Kiffin told his team he's resigning and taking the Auburn job. And then yesterday, the reporter in Mississippi said he's going to coach the Egg Bowl, resign, and take the Auburn job the next day. And then Kiffin's tweeting news to me. I'm just sitting here, and here's the report. Plans to step down Friday, head to Auburn the next day. The Tigers haven't officially offered the job to anyone yet. Lane to Auburn is happening. Story soon.
No.
And then he's going after the guy on social media now.
Yeah, here's what he said. I mean, that's news to me, John. Yeah. Nice sources. And then he basically said, my sources are telling me that you're leaving for a new
but
gig.
There was several great tweets about Kiffin's the guy where the girl's like, are you cheating on me? And he goes, no, I'm not interested in that girl. And then you believe him. But it's still Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe. Why wouldn't he just...
I don't take that job, Lane.
Yes, wait out Saban.
You can't. Here's the thing. You can't
wait it out.
You can't lose. You cannot lose football games there. Look at how many coaches they go through. They're challenged.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Well, you get the buyout money though, but
well, that's and they're probably going to offer him $10 million a year.
I'm with you. Stay where you're at. Go.
He could have
go 9-3, and they'll be happy.
Here, do you want $125 million? Then wait out Jimbo Fisher. The axe is coming on him someday soon. Do you want that job? They have more money than God.
Yeah.
So you can don't take the unless. I guess maybe that's the job that you want once Saban retires, but who knows when that's coming?
That's a good question. When is that coming?
Because if you go there,
3 years, yeah. 3 years, 4 years, I don't know.
If you go there and you're a 4 or 5 win team, they're going to say adios anyway.
Well, the Dabo, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
If I'm Alabama, I don't want that guy. I want Kiffin over Dabo.
Here's your pro tip of the hour. When betting totals, keep in mind how FIFA is handling added time. Nigel said 20 minutes ago that when they're adding this much time to the first half and for the game, yeah, it's basically worth half a goal. So underbettors are in for real sweats right now because, again, it's a big question mark, and you're getting 12 minutes in the first half. These games are 8, 9, 10 minutes consistently. And that's the pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers only at vsin.com. You get at least 20 every single day. You can sort them by sport and by show. We'll update the NFL market for Week 12 coming up next. We have injuries, possible quarterback changes, and numbers on the move. That's next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.